If you've mailed any letters or cards lately, you know you now need to put a 39-cent stamp on the upper right-hand corner. 2-cent increase in first-class mail went into effect yesterday. Here are some other numbers you might want to consider. 600 million pieces of mail pass through the U.S. Postal Service every day. Every day but one, letter carriers deliver mail to 144 million residences and businesses' addresses around the country. 1971, the centuries-old Post Office Department became the U.S. Postal Service. It became an independent federal agency, and it was no longer able to rely on taxpayer money to help pay its bills. Help us understand what's behind the latest price increase. We're joined on the phone by Nancy Pope, a historian at the Smithsonian Institution's National Postal Museum. Nancy Pope, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're also taking your calls if you're interested, if you want to know what's going on with the Postal Service at 800-989-8255. So to be clear, now you're not an employee of the Postal Service, right? You're speaking on behalf of the Postal Museum.
Yes, the Smithsonian Institution's National Postal Museum.
All right. And there's not a simple explanation for this new 2-cent increase. Is there? Is it more to do with accounting or simply the cost of doing business?
It is actually not at all with the cost of doing business this time around. Most of the increases are. This increase is because of legislation that really hasn't come through, that is stalled in the Senate at this point. The easy answer, or the quick answer, is that the Postal Service was deemed by Congress they had to put $3.1 billion into an escrow account to help pay for a pension system. And basically, to get that money, and they needed to put it in this fiscal year, to get that, they had to raise tax or raise stamp prices.
So that it came out okay on the ledger. And there are reports that there could be another increase next year. Is that right?
And that is true. And because the increase next year is the one the Postal Service really was thinking about all this time, in the fact that they have to raise their prices, as everyone does, whether it's labor costs or gas prices. Everyone's aware of the gas prices issues we've had, and the Postal Service has pretty much more trucks on the road than any other group out there. So they have a lot of costs that they're trying to make up for, and they were looking at next year as raising the cost of stamps to react to that. Then they were handed this extra little bit of needing to put the money into escrow, and they had to have an increase this year.
We love forward thinking, except when it costs us some money. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Frank Stacio, talking with Nancy Pope of the Smithsonian's National Postal Museum. What about the increased use of email and paying online bills? Has that affected the economics of the Postal Service?
It's been into it a bit. First-class mail is down overall, although it was up this year from last year. But its peak was in just after the millennium in 2001, where about 103 or 104 billion pieces of mail, first-class mail, were being delivered in that year. Now it's down to, I think, about 97, 98 billion.
That said, go ahead, continue with that.
And that is, as you say, it's a thing with email. It's also first-class mail is how a lot of people have paid their bills. And as people turn to online bill paying, that eats into it as well.
They're doing a lot of online shopping, too, and that would mean packages. So I suspect, is the Postal Service picking it up on the other end?
They're getting some of the other end. Also, the online, once you've bought something online, you're going to get their catalog, you know. Yeah. And so that kind of comes in and adds up to it as well. So while first class may be going down, the bulk mail and the package actually are going up a little bit.
Let's go to Sherry, who is out in Florida, Hilliard, Florida. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Good.
Wanted to call and let you know that the main reason the 2-cent stamp increase went into effect, there were two different kinds of retirements. One was civil service and one was first. Mm-hmm. The previous being civil service for the ones that had retired before. And by mandate of Congress, they are going to have to cover all of the money that was put in through civil service for the retirement. That has nothing to do going forward with our FERS, what I'm under the Thrift Savings Plan. And plus,
let me stop you there. You're an employee?
Yes, sir. I'm a proud rural letter carrier.
In the rural areas, and that's
And, you know, we deliver in the city also. Sometimes when you see a letter carrier, you don't realize rural letter carriers and city letter carriers, the only difference are the uniforms. We both provide the service. We both love our customers. My route is a 70-mile rural route, has some hard top roads, mostly as dirt roads. And as far as the Internet goes, eBay has been the most wonderful invention for the Postal Service because we are now delivering all of the parcels for eBay. So the Internet has not hurt us, but just remember, when you see your rural letter carrier out 6 days a week, we go in snow, we go in rain, we go in hail, and matter of fact, in Florida, we were even delivering during hurricanes.
Well, thank you, Sherry.
Where else can you go for 39 cents and get that kind of a deal?
I guess it's a pretty good deal now, but it does raise, and thank you very much for your call, but, you know, Nancy, it raises the question about whether if you're looking at a private model and the Postal Service, say, were privatized, I guess what they would do is drop those costly rural routes, wouldn't they, and stick with the packages and eBay and the catalogs and all the rest?
Not at all, because the Postal Service has this wonderful little thing called universal service as part of its mandate. And that means it is mandated. It has to reach everybody. It has to reach you if you live in the bottom of the Grand Canyon. The Havasupai Indian tribe actually gets its mail by mule train through a contract with the Postal Service. If you're in Alaska or if you're in downtown New York City or D.C., you've got to get your mail, and you're going to get it to all these different places, which obviously adds to the cost.
That raises the question, if you're mandated to take the most costly routes, then how does competition from private business like FedEx and UPS affect the bottom line of the Postal Service?
Well, they don't have to take the most costly routes. They could, you know, basically find what pays for them and what works for them. And that is one problem the Postal Service has when regarding to, you know, some of the competition you're talking about. But also don't necessarily think of it all as competition. FedEx actually works with the Postal Service in various areas, and they signed an agreement about 2002, I believe, for FedEx to fly, for packages to fly through FedEx from the Postal Service, and then FedEx in return gets to put some of their mailboxes out in front of post offices.
So do you think there'll be a restructuring of the Postal Service to meet this competition or not?
I don't think it's a restructuring so much as what I was just saying here with the contract. Mm. I think they're finding new ways to partner with people, very important stuff. They partnered with FedEx, Federal Express, to do what they're doing now. It's a wonderful, important way for them to find just new ways of answering this issue, because the main issue is people want their mail.
All right.
They want that 6 day, you know, every once in a while somebody will even whisper, we're going to cut out Saturday delivery.
Oops.
And Congress hears about it from pretty much every constituent they have. Well, people don't want to give it up.
Nancy, I'm going to write you a nice thank you note right now. Thank you so much. Nancy Pope, a historian at the Smithsonian Institution's National Postal Museum, speaking with us from Washington. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Frank Stachow.